Romans chapter 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not," if you do not faint. Somebody go over to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. If anybody find it, read it for me. Then go down to verse 13. But ye brethren, be not weary in well doing. Father, thank you for this thought and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Paul use that same phrase to the church at Galatia and the church at Thessalonica. In Galatians, he said, "Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not." He says in Thessalonians, "Be not weary in well-doing." Why would the Apostle Paul say this to the church way back then, almost 2,000 years ago? Why? It's because all of us have the propensity to get weary at some point in time. Amen. Amen, somebody. As I said the other day, especially today, we live in a tired generation. Hallelujah. I heard, praise God, a five-year-old looking at her mother and said, "Mommy, I'm tired." I just had to look. I said, my God, she must have worked very hard whole day. At five, she has already gotten the tired vocabulary. As some of us, praise God. And sometimes when I hear saints say they're tired, can I say this and move on? Our tiredness has nothing to do with the work of God. We're too tired to come to church. But the tiredness is not as a result of our spiritual engagement. Oh, Lord, I'm not hearing. I'm not going to get much amen. Sometimes when you come in church and you fall to sleep, it's not that you're tired because you're in church. Your tiredness came here with you. So if you really examine yourself, almost 100% of your tiredness has nothing to do with ministry. All right, I'm going to walk with it. I'm getting some attitude right now, Hazel, so I'm going to walk with it. You didn't go witnessing. You didn't go hospital visitation. You didn't go prison ministry. You didn't go anywhere or do anything for the kingdom of God that make you tired. You didn't go Kentuck. You didn't go prison. You did not do anything relating. Can I get some honest people? Can I get some honest for you all watching at me? Praise God. I feel an attitude coming, Cynthia. But honestly, our tiredness has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. And it's the strategy of the world to get you so tired and drain your energy that you don't have time for the work of God or the things of God. It's a strategy that the enemy used because, hallelujah, he knows that you are armed and dangerous and you don't even know it. He knows if he only allow you to really get involved in the things of God, you're going to mess his kingdom up. So what he does, he frustrates you, he tires you, because praise God, if you only stretch up and raise up to your true potential, devil going to be flying, demons going to be running. Hallelujah, praise God. And victory will start to manifest in your life, but he has to get you wary. Paul says to the church in Galatia, where I started, and let us, he's addressing the church, let us, somebody say let us. Let the ecclesia, the body of Christ, let us, not just let you, but let us, because praise God, there is a unity in the us. There's a oneness in the us. Come on, somebody. There is power in the us. Us can do much more than one can do. Oh, Lord, I'm in script here. One only have the potential to chase 1,000. But us, two, has the potential to chase, come on, somebody. Do I have anybody, any mathematicians here? Accountants? I love that kind of maths. One can chase 1,000. But you put two together. No wonder the enemy really don't want us to work. You could see 10,000 demons get it out of tongue because us decide to raise up in the power that God has given. Ooh-wee. So what he does, he frustrates us. He come among us to interfere with our fellowship and relationship. So we can't deal with each other because we are dealing with the issue instead of the dealing with the us. And sometimes we get so caught up in the issues that we're dealing with that we miss the potential of the us. Come on, look at somebody, say us. Ah, that's word. Yeah, hear it there, word. Us. And sometimes even in ministry, guilty, but I have to bring myself under subjection. I'm going to do it myself. Nobody ain't going to do it, so I'm going to do it myself. Wrong attitude. Let me say it again. Wrong attitude. Can I talk to you on this 25th anniversary? Wrong attitude. The devil, God never intended, praise God, for you alone to do it by yourself. Oh, preach on, preacher, you're moving. God is never in the just sing. The only, oh God, hallelujah. Let me bring it. God is not in the singer. Oh God. The Elohim. You know what that means? The Elohim. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Elohim, the only wise God. Hallelujah. God never operate in the single. He also operate in, oh God, hallelujah. So he gets up a morning on his throne. And he says, let us make man. Holy Ghost and word come together so that us could make man. God is not in the single. So the Tower of Babel, and they're getting together, and they're coming up to heaven in with the tower, and God said, let us go down and confuse their language. Us. I have Bible for it. So he, Jesus, having gone into Hades and died, he is now the first fruit of all of us. I'm trying to get you to understand. Us. Everything that God operates in is in a spirit of unity. That's why over the 25 years we had to push against this unity, push against this fragmentation, push against isolation, push against all those things that will destroy the us. Somebody say us. I'm going to do it all by myself. I'm going deep now. Ladies or gentlemen, it's your option whether you want to marry or not. Oh God, I'm going deep. Look at them. It's your option. If you feel, I want no man talking to me and messing with me. That's your decision. I don't want a woman coming confusing me. I'm good as I am. That's your choice. But God, when he saw Adam out there all by himself, he said, come on, boy, you can hang out here by yourself. Let me give you a helpmeet. Let me give you a us. Oh, my God, I heard somebody say, thank God for my us. God, I thank God for my us. Because this knuckleheaded man would not have been where he is today if it wasn't for my us. Oh, that's why the devil hate marriages. Because if us only come together. That's why I feel, praise God. I'm going to finish this. That's why I feel sometimes to take a stone and pelt at that billboard. Divorce, $3.99. But I'm going to behave myself another time. Gail didn't warn you. I know she didn't warn you. Divorce, $3.99. And spoils don't have to be there. Your spouse don't have to sign. The devil is a no spouse have to sign liar. When you get hook up and work your us together. As a matter of fact, when we got married, our thing was divorce is not an option. And it's still not an option. Let us. Can I talk to us this morning? Us. Let's get back into the us. Let us not be weary. I'm just talking to us. So I'm tired. Ah. Oh, God. Gail, I'm going to get in trouble. Pray for me. Pray with me and pray for me right now. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Mother, hear what we say in the church. I've been here 10 years and I do my part already. Come on. Let somebody else take over now. Don't say amen. Say ouch. Israeli, your foot, I'm coming after your corn. Where you get this from? That's why the church struggles. Because we have that mindset. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing. If you are doing well in the kingdom of God, do it. Do it. Doesn't matter how long you have to do it. Do it. It's nonsensical attitude. And I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about, oh, I've heard it. Let me relax now. Let me chill now. I'm teaching. I do my part already. Did God stop blessing you? Did God stop opening your eyes? Did God stop providing for you? How come you could resign on him? Son, you getting me, son? When you get up in the morning, is he just bless you with bread? When you got up this morning, is he who ministered unto you? So you can talk about, let somebody else do now. Can God say, let me stop your breath, let me get somebody else now? You'll be calling me, you'll be calling the whole church. Pray for me. I bind this in the name of Jesus. You're going to be quoting scripture. I shall not die, but live to declare the works of, declare what?